Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 7. And Isaiah records the word of the Lord, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." This is our text. We open our Bibles to the first chapters of Genesis, and we see and we read the marvelous Almighty God bringing everything into existence simply by the power of His Word. And God said, "Let there be," and it was. And what a wonderful creation that it was. But it's interesting that right towards the end of that creative activity, God noticed that something was missing. And He said so. In Genesis chapter 2, we read, "And God said, it is not good that the man should be alone." And so we have then unfolding the story of the final part of creation, the creation of Eve. It's not good for the man to be alone. It's not good to be alone. God never blesses autonomy. He never blesses us to be all by ourselves. He always blesses us by bringing us into community. And of course, the most basic community of all is that of family. And beyond that, the next probably and the next unit of the church is the local congregation as we are gathered here this morning. It's not good to be alone. Sometimes we've been in worship and it seems like there are a lot of empty pew spaces. Not so much this morning. And especially for those who are members of the congregation and have been longtime members of the congregation, that brings sadness to be in the Lord's house and not to have a full house. And so we remember God's words right back there in Genesis when He said, not only for that time, but forever, it is not good to be alone. It's not to be good to be on our own. And so we hear in Isaiah, God said, "I have another plan. I have an additional solution to my people who have drifted away from me, my people that I've loved, my people that I have protected and cared for and forgiven for all these generations, and yet they seem so distant from me. I'm going to send a son to a virgin, and they're going to call him Emmanuel, God with us." For you know, God knew that it wasn't good to be alone, so He was personally going to come in the person of His only son. God gives the sign through Isaiah, Emmanuel would come to be with us personally so that we would never be alone. And God kept His promise, the promise that He made all the way back to Adam and Eve when they had first sinned, that one day the seed of the woman would come and overcome and destroy Satan. He kept His promise and He renewed that promise to Abram when He said, through one of your descendants, all peoples on earth will be blessed. And that covenant promise was renewed through Moses and David and every generation of Israel. And so it was, 2,000 years ago, Emmanuel came. And God said on that Christmas morning, it's not good that the man should be alone. I'm going to come. My son is going to be there with them. Jesus was the promised Messiah. He was God Himself, and with Him, personally, He brought God's love and forgiveness and healing to a very unlovable, sinful, and sin-sick world. Emmanuel came to be with Mary and Joseph. Emmanuel came to be with the rich and the poor. He came to be with the healthy and with the sick. He came to be with the strong and the weak. He came to be with saints and sinners just like you and me. Emmanuel came to bring God's blessing to man so that we would not be alone. Our closing hymn this morning is a beautiful hymn, and it has the passage, "Once he came in blessing, all our sins redressing, came in likeness lowly, Son of God most holy, bore the cross to save us, hope and freedom gave us." But you know what happened 2,000 years ago. A lot of the people rejected when God said, "It's not good that you should be alone. I'm going to send Emmanuel, God with you, God with us." And a lot of the people rejected. Herod tried to kill him. And so next Saturday, probably the saddest occasion in the church year, the Holy Innocents, December 28th, the slaughter of the innocents. Herod tried to kill him. The religious leaders of his day closed their ears and their minds and their hearts to Jesus' gospel message, and finally they nailed him to a cross. "It's not good that the man should be alone. I will send my son, Emmanuel." And there he died, alone. My God, why have you forsaken me?" There, Emmanuel died alone. That's how Emmanuel was received 2,000 years ago. God personally visited his people with his love and with his salvation, and for the most part, he was rejected. But you know what, God? That did not stop God from being faithful to his promises. God keeps his promises to us. He kept his promise to be with us. What was the last thing recorded by St. Matthew, Jesus' last words before he ascended back to heaven? Do you remember? "Lo, I am with you always to the end of the age." And so he is. Emmanuel comes to us today. God is with us personally through his holy word, as it is read, as it is studied, as it is proclaimed. The holy word of God is one of the ways that God is present with us. And the Holy Scripture has power. St. Paul writes in Romans, "Faith comes through hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." And Martin Luther must have read that passage, because in the Small Catechism, what did he say in the third article of the Creed? He said, "It is the Holy Spirit who calls me by the gospel, by the good news of Jesus Christ." And so God is also with us personally through the Blessed Sacraments. Emmanuel draws us to himself in holy baptism. In Colossians we read, "All of you who are baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We are made one with Christ through holy baptism. And Emmanuel comes to us, as he will again this morning, through his own supper at his own altar. And he will meet us. In 1 Corinthians, we read, "The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? And the bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ?" And dear friends, that's what we as Lutherans talk about, real presence. Jesus is really here with us. It's not good that the man should be alone. And Jesus is here with us. Through his personal contacts with us through his holy word and blessed sacraments, here today, Jesus freely offers his love and his healing and his forgiveness, and he wants us to live in love. And because he is with us, he wants us to share his love and forgiveness with others out in the communities in which we live, where we go to school, the places where we work, and in our homes, with our family. But Emmanuel is often rejected today. Some close their eyes to Emmanuel and to his word and holy sacraments by not being in the divine service, by not worshiping, by not being in the place where Jesus has promised that we will never be alone, by not being regular in hearing the word and receiving the sacraments. And Emmanuel is often rejected by us today when we leave him at church. We know that he's here with us, but so often, and we're all guilty of it, we leave him here. We don't take him with us. He wants to be with us. It's not good that the man should be alone. I will send Emmanuel, and we let him stay here within the walls of this building. We leave him at church, and we do not allow him to be God with us at our homes and where we work and at school and in the community. When we exercise our faith only on Sunday morning, and we reject Emmanuel when we celebrate Christmas, the day of his birth, with our family and our friends, but we fail to invite Jesus into our homes. We reject God with us when we leave out milk and cookies for Santa Claus, but we don't even mention Jesus on Christmas morning in our family or worship him on the day of his birth. Emmanuel is Jesus. He is our Savior. And fortunately for us, the great good news, the gospel for us, comes in our gospel reading today. Our rescue is at hand. Because when we find ourselves guilty of sinfully rejecting Emmanuel in our lives, then God has the answer. What did the angel say to Joseph in the dream? The angel said, "You shall call his name Jesus." And the name Jesus means Savior, the one who will save. He will save his people from their sins. That's us. Jesus saves us. And so there is forgiveness in Emmanuel, and he wants it to be ours. And he gives it to us each and every time that we join together as his people. Would you pray with me? O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen. And now the peace, love, and forgiveness of Emmanuel be with you today and always. Amen.